A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace upon the earth. I have come to bring not peace, but the sword. For I have come to set man against his father, and daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's enemies will be those of his household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me. And whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. Whoever receives a righteous man because he is righteous will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink because he is a disciple, and then I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." When Jesus finished giving these commands to his 12 disciples, he went away from that place to teach and to preach in their towns. Gospel of the Lord. Serious business this morning. An important wake-up call for us from Jesus. Following Jesus isn't fun. It wasn't meant to be, or is not meant to be, a love fest. I say that in a 60s term. It's about putting on a whole new world. He's very clear about where our loyalties should lie. Above and beyond all else, they're with him. Is he telling us to hate and abandon our families? No. Is he telling us to see ourselves better than others? No. But he's telling us to relate to the world in a whole different way. And we relate beginning with him. And the way he relates has related to the world. When we think of Jesus, this miracle to our world, that child in the manger who set his church on its ear, rather turn the world upside down, taught us to believe, to think in a new way beyond our natural inklings, but very much in the context of love, very much in the context of him. He calls us to a new definition, a new foundation of all of our relationships. We're only going to be against those we love if we don't recognize that God is in them. That God loves them as much as God loves us. When we recognize how important, how dear all we encounter are to God, then being against and for others, even having enemies. It's a whole different twist, a whole different point of view. And he showed that. And he proved it here on the cross. Remember, Jesus was the one who came up with a new way, who instructed a new way to love God, to not fear this judge who was going to get us all in the end. Our Father, our Papa, our Daddy, this Jesus, we know, who hung around with those undesirables, those sinners, those people that everyone else did not see as quite worth it or all there. Thank God our world has gotten rid of that, isn't it? How sad that it can still be so strong. Which side of the tracks, as it were, do some live on? Oh, how hateful, what hell that can be. There's being against, but Jesus confronted that through his actions, through his openness, through his willing to share, through his willingness to go to the point of being thrown out of his hometown. His family, his relatives, ran him off because of the new love, because of the new world he taught. To the point that he came to the cross. You really got this representation of the cross when I was here some years ago. I love it. It's one of my favorite depictions. What I love about it, and I don't know if you can see it from there, but this Jesus doesn't have a frown on his face on the cross. This Jesus is not a poor, helpless victim. This Jesus is the one who says no to the world as most people live in it. This Jesus is one who says no, and there's a better way. A better way that he was willing to undergo a most humiliating, agonizing end to his earthly life because no was a part of his teaching. We are called to take up our crosses. Let's keep that for another homily, okay? Rather, how about we take a look at this cross? Another thing I love about this cross is that it's so obvious of the arms outstretched. The arms that are, the arms that are nailed back, yet the arms that reach out to embrace us. If somebody is coming to us with arms outstretched, we know it's going to be a good meeting, right? How much importance is there then for us to recognize that? It makes for a new world. It makes for a new life. That the most important reality, the most important point of view that I have to live with is the cross. And that helps me learn how to love. It helps me to avoid being against. Doesn't always work. but it is our source of health, hope, strength. Oh, he loves us. He shows us a new way and a new world. Let's stretch out our arms today and embrace that, shall we? Oh, amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, and this was the last time. So all the best for you.
Thank you.